بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال: كنا نعود لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في المجلس الواحد 100 مرة: ربي اغفر لي وتب علي إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. حضرت عبد الله ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says that we used to sit in the gathering of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and count him saying 100 times, O my sustainer, forgive me. Rabbi ghfirli, O my sustainer, O my Rabb, forgive me. وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ, and turn to me. You are forgiving and merciful. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. You are oft forgiving. You are very forgiving and very merciful. Here this hadith shows us that we would count Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying 100 times. We explained yesterday, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, completely ma'asum, sinless. But Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, in his humility, in his tawazu, Allah Pak made it such that his daraja was increasing every moment. Every moment it was increasing. So at that higher level, just looking back a little bit, that now I should have been at this higher level, I was not at this level. So in upon that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make istighfar. He would ask, seek for forgiveness. Other explanation ulama give is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so engaged in doing the ta'lim and doing da'wat, that in that engagement, sometimes that constant tawajjuh that he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes perhaps that tawajjuh would shift. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask for forgiveness. There was no question of any guna done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the maqam that Allah had given. Actually, it's to teach us that how important it is to ask for forgiveness, to seek for forgiveness. The definition of ibadat, when we say we're making ibadat, what is the definition of ibadat? أَقْصَى غَايَةِ التَّذَلُّلُ, that the highest form of servitude, of submission, that is what ibadat is. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us what is servitude. After making so much of effort for deen, after making so much of fikr for deen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also making istighfar. He's also asking Allah Pak for forgiveness for whatever shortcomings there may have been. And we know there was no shortcomings in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but yet his level of humility, teaching us that how much of humility we need to have when we are full of sins. We are sins, start the day with sins, we end the day with sins, how much of istighfar we must make. And now this hadith that we'll do teaches us that what rewards Allah Pak gives when a person makes istighfar. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man lazim al istighfar ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja wa min kulli hammin faraja وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person regularly seeks forgiveness, Allah ta'ala, man lazim al-istighfar. Lazim actually means hold on firm to something, is called lazim. Person is holding on firm to istighfar. Person who regularly makes istighfar, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ دِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. Allah Pak provides a way out of every difficulty. It doesn't matter what difficulty a person is going through, Allah Pak will find a way out for that person because he's holding on to istighfar. He's making istighfar. Allah Pak finds a way out from every type of difficulty. This is the first benefit shown in this hadith. The next thing, وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمِّنْ فَرَجًا. Allah Pak relieves him from every anxiety, any type of stress, anxiety, pressure the person is facing. It doesn't matter whether it's domestic, whether it's financial, whether it's emotional, whatever type of stress this person, anxiety is facing. Ham in Arabic, it's called worry, grief. Allah Pak would remove that through the barakat of istighfar. So this is the second favor that is mentioned in this hadith. Wa min kulli hammin faraja, from every type of anxiety the person may be facing. And the third thing, وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah Pak provides for him sustenance from avenues he never expected. It never crossed his mind. Allah Pak will open up such an avenue for him that when it went past his mind, it never crossed his mind, Allah Pak will provide for him through the barakat of istighfar. There are so many people with so many incidents like this. One person was explaining to me that his wholesale had burned down. Some years back, his wholesale had burned down. And now they thought that whatever they had, everything is lost, completely lost. There is no hope left. The thing is gone, it's finished. To such an extent now, they started trading from home. Those suppliers that they knew, customers they knew, making phone calls, trading from home, lost everything. Everyone is coming and sympathizing with them, telling them, sorry, people are bringing some hadiah, some fruit, people are bringing some food, different things people too. out of this person has lost everything, so to speak. He says, within a matter of just 1 or 2 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me now 10 times more than what I had. 10 times more than what I had. So from avenues that you least expect, who expects to get from a burned down shop, from a burned down wholesale something? Allah Ba gave him, he says, other avenues and other departments and other branches, not branches but other divisions, Allah Pak opened up within that business that never crossed my mind. So this barakat of istighfar is something else. Allah Ba give us the tawfiq of taking our time daily to make istighfar. This is something that if Anbiya alayhi salatu salam made, then people like me and you, how much we should be making, continuously asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. One thing a Muslim doesn't do is he's not negligent. That I'll do sin and then I'll make istighfar. He doesn't do that. That is a foolish person. But he tries and stay away from gunas. And if he slips, then immediately he doesn't waste time. He looks at the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He looks at the favors that Allah Pak has blessed him. And immediately he asks for pardon. He doesn't delay and doesn't waste time. That let maut come and then I'm going to ask. Then it's too late. Immediately he makes tawbah. Immediately he cleanses himself. He washes himself from sin. And he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. This is the shan and the beauty of a true Muslim. Allah pa give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.